The role of support animals in healing. Animals don't judge. They don't ask about your past. They don't care why you're in treatment. They just show up, offering something people in recovery need badly: presence without strings attached. Support animals provide companionship that's different from humans, not better. Just different in ways that sometimes help more. Recovery is lonely even when you're surrounded by people. Group therapy, residential treatment, constant activities, you can still feel completely isolated. You're working through heavy stuff, carrying shame, animals still that gap. A dog doesn't need you to explain anything. A cat doesn't require perfect emotional articulation. Connection without pressure. Petting an animal changes your body, not just feelings, actual measurable changes. Heart rate drops, blood pressure lowers, stress hormones decrease. Your nervous system, wrecked from addiction and trauma, starts regulating itself. Animals do this just by existing near you and letting you touch them. Routine helps when everything's chaos. Animals need food, walks, basic care. That creates structure you might not build for yourself. You get up because the dog needs out. You function because the cat needs fed. Small responsibilities that anchor you when your own motivation is gone. Reasons to keep going that aren't about you. Emotional support animals aren't service animals. Service animals do trained tasks. ESAs just provide comfort by being there. They help with anxiety, depression, PTSD that usually comes alongside addiction. Companionship that stabilizes mental health, which directly impacts whether you stay sober. Trust is hard after trauma. People hurt you, lied, used you. Animals offer a safer path back into relationships. A dog's loyalty is simple. A cat's affection feels earned but not weaponized. Rebuilding trust through these relationships makes human trust feel possible again. Touch gets weird after trauma. Physical contact with people triggers panic sometimes. Animals provide touch that feels safe. Petting a dog, holding a rabbit, brushing a horse. Physical connection without the vulnerability and risk that comes with human touch. Therapy animals are different from pets. Trained for this specific work. Stay calm in stressful situations, respond to distress without getting stressed themselves. Having one in therapy sessions helps access emotions you've been avoiding. Easier to cry petting a therapy dog than staring at a therapist. Dogs read emotions accurately. They notice you're crying before you do. That immediate non-judgmental response provides comfort humans can't always match. Social, responsive, tuned into you constantly. Cats are different, quieter, less demanding. If dogs feel overwhelming, cats offer calm presence without requiring constant interaction. And that purring? Actual therapeutic frequencies, real science behind why it feels soothing. Horses force you to be present. Their size means you can't fake anything. They respond to your real emotional state, not what you're performing. That immediate feedback makes you aware of what you're actually feeling, helps you learn regulation. Small animals work when you can't handle big ones. Rabbits, guinea pigs, birds still provide routine and responsibility, easier in limited spaces. Less intimidating if you're scared of larger animals. Not everyone likes animals. Allergies exist, fear from bad experiences. Some people just don't connect with them. That's completely valid. Animals are one tool among many, not required, not magic, helpful for people who respond to them. Treatment places increasingly include animals, resident dogs, visiting therapy animals, letting people bring their ESAs. Animals become part of the environment, providing support throughout someone's stay. Animal care can be therapeutic or too much depending on timing. Early in recovery, when you can barely manage yourself, probably overwhelming. Later, when you need structure and purpose, helpful. Timing determines whether it supports or stresses you. Service animals and ESAs are legally different things. Service animals perform specific tasks and have public access rights. ESAs provide emotional support but don't get those protections. Calling an ESA a service animal causes problems for people who need real service animals. Getting an ESA requires legitimate documentation from a mental health professional. A letter stating the animal supports a diagnosed condition. Those online ESA certificate websites are scams. Real ESAs get prescribed through actual treatment, not purchased from sketchy websites. Fair housing laws protect ESAs. Landlords must accommodate them even in no pet buildings. Can't charge pet fees or deposits, but they can ask for documentation. Can deny if the animal is dangerous or creates huge problems. Know your rights so you can advocate properly. Airlines changed ESA rules. Most don't automatically allow cabin access anymore. Some still do with documentation and advance warning. Others treat them like regular pets with fees and carrier requirements. Check specific airline policies before booking. The bond gets incredibly deep. These animals see your absolute worst and stay anyway. Present during withdrawal, cravings, complete breakdowns. That consistency creates attachment that heals. If your human relationships were unstable or destructive, this reliable connection proves safe relationships exist.